everybody. Matthew Larry here. I want to take a second to welcome you to Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled, You Must Be Born Again. And in these teachings, we're talking about the new birth and the reality that when you made Jesus the Lord of your life, you became a new creation. You became brand new in your spirit man. Now, I'm going to start today's broadcast by reading you a scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says this, If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new. Now, where is that talking about? It's talking about in your spirit. Old things passed away, and your spirit man, your spirit being, became brand new. The Amplified Bible says you became a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. And then in verse 21, it says, For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What part of you was made the righteousness of God in him? It was your spirit man. Your spirit being went from a condition that was unacceptable to God to a condition that was acceptable to him. And so here's the exciting reality, friend. You and I, we can be born again. Many of us have been. We can be recreated and made new on the inside. Now here's something that we need to understand and grasp. The new birth is not fantasy. The new birth is reality. And a real change took place on the inside. Your nature changed. And the spirit, your spirit being became brand new. You know, Romans 5:8 says, God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, did you hear the phrasing there? While we were yet sinners. You know, Romans 5:19 said, By one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. But by one man's obedience, many were made righteous. And why am I saying this? Because, friend, that new birth is real. The new creation is real. You and I no longer are sinners in our inner man. I'm not saying that we never sin or don't miss it from time to time, but the nature of our inward man is no longer sinner. We have the nature and likeness of God. We're the righteousness of God inside. A real change took place when you and I made Jesus the Lord of our lives. You know, Acts chapter 17, verse 29 says that we are the offspring of God. Ephesians 4:24 in the Amplified Bible says, put on the new nature, the regenerate self, created in God's image, God-like in true righteousness and holiness. My spirit being, your spirit being, if you're born again, was recreated in the image and likeness of God. My spirit being's God's offspring, and so is yours if you're born again. Well, if two ducks get together and they have an offspring, come on, friend, what is it? A duck comes out. Two dogs get together and the offspring comes out. It's a dog. Well, if my spirit sprung off of God, then my spirit is created in the image and the likeness of God. Now, how did this happen? Well, this new birth is the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, it says this, the Spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead. And so we know the Holy Spirit was at work in Jesus's resurrection. Well, let me read you some scriptures in Ephesians chapter 1 and 2, and you'll see what happened to your spirit when you got born again. It says this in verse 19, chapter 1 of Ephesians, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. That was the work of the Holy Spirit. And then in chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, And you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Even when we were dead in sins, he's quickened us together with Christ. For by grace you are saved. Verse 10 says, For we are his workmanship in Christ Jesus. What am I saying? How did you and I get born again? How did we get recreated on the inside? It was the work of the Holy Spirit and the work of God's power. The same Spirit and power that went to work and raised Jesus from the dead is the same Spirit and power that went to work and recreated our spirits and made us anew on the inside. And friend, it's one of the greatest miracles that can happen to a person. You know, natural miracles are lesser miracles than this miracle that happened to your inner man. Friend, when your inner man went from the nature of sin and death and was created anew on the inside and recreated with the image and likeness of God, that's the greatest miracle that you'll ever experience in your life. Any other miracles are lesser miracles. That miracle affects you for all of eternity. That miracle puts you in the family of God. It's good news, isn't it, friend? Now, how does it happen? How do we see this new birth take place in our lives? Well, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "By grace are you saved through faith." And so this work happened by God's grace, but it happens through our faith. And so in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus," so you have to confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, "and believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead." That's the second thing you have to do. You have to believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead. You will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth is confession is made unto salvation. And so when you believe with your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess with your mouth that he is Lord, when you do that, when you did that, the Holy Spirit went into operation, and that day you were saved. That day you were born again. You were not just forgiven of your sin, but you were recreated on the inside. You were made anew. And friend, the exciting reality is all of hell wanted to stop that from happening that day. But when you confess Jesus as Lord and believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead, when the Holy Ghost went into operation and the power of God went into operation and started recreating you on the inside, all the devils in hell couldn't stop it from happening. Come on, this is how powerful our God is. This is how powerful Holy Spirit is. And you are changed on the inside that day, and that new birth is real. And if you are born again today, you are no longer a sinner. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus, and your spirit man is created in the image and the likeness of God. How could something so marvelous happen? It happened by God's Spirit and by God's power, and he did it by grace when you and I released our faith. Praise God, friend. And now today we sit in the family of God as new creations in Christ Jesus. It's one of the greatest miracles you'll ever experience in your life. And if you haven't done it, if it hasn't happened to you already, if you haven't made Jesus the Lord of your life, believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead. Do it today, right now. And that same work that happened to all of us, it'll happen to you in your heart, and you can become a new creation. Praise the Lord. Well, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, you and I can be born again and recreated on the inside. We can become new creations. Number two, the new creation is the work of God's Spirit, and it happened by God's power. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, is the same power and Spirit that causes our spirit beings to be recreated and raised from the dead. And number three, how does it happen? It happens by grace through faith. The new birth happens when you and I believe with our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess with our mouth that he is Lord. The Holy Spirit went to work and recreated us on the inside. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you today that this new birth is a reality, that a real change has taken place on the inside of our hearts. And if there's anybody watching the broadcast today, and if you're not born again, if you've never had this happen, let's pray this together. And if you are born again, you can just reaffirm it today as we're closing the broadcast. Say, Heavenly Father, Lord, I believe with my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead, and I confess with my mouth that he is Lord of my life. And I thank you today, Lord, for saving me, for recreating me on the inside, and I am a new creation in Christ Jesus, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, everybody, Matthew Larry here. Hey, I just want to take a second to let you know that these broadcasts are made possible by the partners of Matthew Larry Ministries and North Smoke Church. Now, if these broadcasts have been a blessing to you and you'd like to help others receive the Word of God through these broadcasts, you can sow a financial seed into Matthew Larry Ministries by going to mam.tv and clicking on the Give button in the top right corner of the screen. And we are believing with you that whatever you give will be given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over in the name of Jesus.